Andy, again, third period, Bay City threw everything they had, and Cully didn't let it happen.
Right, yeah, Cully was, you know, back there when we needed him. You know, Bay City was, you know, matching our lines all day. So, you know, like the line of Graham, Brett, and Kale, you know, they were matching their best against them, which made it difficult for them to, you know, make things happen. But they were grinding away.
Well, they were home team on the scoreboard, right?
Right. So they got the last line change. They were keeping them under check, which gave our second line with Owen, Carson, and Keegs, and with Dave and Mattin rotating in, you know, they had a little bit more room to breathe. And you know, Owen got the puck twice in the high slot, and he made them pay for it with some nice shots. You know, pretty happy for him.
And how about Isaiah Boyce? What a month for him.
Right. Yeah, I was, you know, he was coming down right by our bench, and, you know, I was telling him, come on, Zay, change. You know, Zay, change. And the puck came up, so he got it. I don't know if he shot it down deep and then drove to the net and got the puck out. Puck popped out in front, and he just shot it home. So that was an awesome play for him.
Yeah, and he gets the hard hat and goes to the Rose Bowl in the same 10 days.
Right, big couple of weeks for him for sure.
For your team, though.
Yeah, you know, we were talking all week. Well, you know, with the Manistique game postponed till next week, you know, we started looking at this game and we're like, you know, how many top 10 ranked teams? I think Bay City's somewhere in the top 10 in Division II. You know, whatever rankings you're going to look at, but you know, they're a good team, and we always seem to come up one goal short or make one little mistake that costs us the game. You know, we talked about that. You know, this is our chance. We have to make a statement. There's you know, a lot of people are looking at this showcase, you know, on how the North matches up against the South. So this was a big game for us, just to come out, you know, with our younger squad and show teams that that we can play hockey, and we can play hockey with the best of them.
All right, do your shout-outs.
Shout-outs to, you know, my wife, Sarah, and my son, both sons, Graham and Griffin. I know my sister, brother-in-law, and the two girls listen out in California all the time. They love your call. They always say how, you know, it's some of the best call in hockey that they've heard, so they love it.
I've got them badly fooled, don't I?
No, Jack. You, yeah, I get that compliment from everyone, so we want to thank you for that. So a shout-out to you for getting down here.
A shout-out to Pat Lobb, then.
Yeah, Pat Lobb for bringing you down here, and we'll get you a hotel here after lunch and get ready for tomorrow.
Yep. Well, see you on the bus.
Thanks, Jack.
I'm not riding with Pat again.
You're with us now.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks to Nate back in the station, all of you for tuning in, our sponsors as well, for bringing you Eskimo hockey. We'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 with the Eskimos taking on the Wildcats of Plymouth.